KB 4CBA Mobile.
Back out on the road. I hope you have a caretaker with you.
Not. I am unassisted.
Boy, I'm going to have to send somebody out to check on you, my boy. W2T.
Hello, hello.
Somebody calling you, Rusty, or I heard your call sign.
Talking about you being out there loose.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I've got at least one screw loose. I helped my grandson, he's 12, he wanted a grill for Christmas, and I can't remember the brand, but it's very nice, and we had to go buy a propane tank and propane for it, and so he lives in Powdersville with his mom, and so we went up to the local Ace Hardware and got all that stuff, and he is ready to go.
That's good. And I'm sitting out here in my radio room and realize this temporary antenna I've tried to put up, it listens real well on 40 meters, but doesn't transmit there. Doesn't listen well at all on 75 meters. So, you know, and it's supposed to be a 75 meter antenna, but you never know these things and all. But anyway, so what have you been up to the last couple of days?
Christmas, man. You know, the usual, got the two daughters and the grandsons over, and I got a, basically I have a recording studio in my, what do you call it, bonus room, and so kind of excited about that.
Hey, so when you get that, and all. Well, we got my Radio Shack finished out here in time for Christmas, and it's looking good. And I'm gradually getting everything set up. So right now I've got both my HF and my 2 meter set up here in the thing. I've still got to do some more work, put some grounding lines hooked up to the grounding bolt, you know, the grounding bars outside, and a few other things like that. So I'm trying to get things all set up to go here before we push my put my vertical up, and then I guess I'll see what happens after that, you know.
Good. Yeah, you were talking about your antenna. It says it'll do 75 meters, but it doesn't. And my vertical is supposed to do 10 through 80, and it definitely does not do 80. So, oh, me. But I'm going to try and do some more tuning with it and see if I can get it there.
6-band vertical out here that is supposed to do 10 through 80. I don't know yet. Haven't put it up. It's a hustler. And got to get it put together. I'm going to start working tomorrow on putting it together. And then KB2HXS said he would try to come over, help me put it up, see if I can get a couple of other bodies to come over, because I can't put it up myself. And it's 24 feet of metal. And I was going to pound a rock up, found a pole in the ground and mount it to that, and then put a couple of ropes around it so it won't blow away, because it's going to be pretty well protected in my backyard, inside my fenced-in area, in front of my shack, and behind the house.
Because it sounds like, is it a 6BTV hustler?
It is.
What I have in the backyard. You gonna run radio?
Nope, I'm ground mounting it, so I don't have to run radio. And I don't have the yard to put radios in anyway.
I don't have much of one. I mean, I can run 20 foot radios in most every direction. But anyway, I haven't been pace, actually. I'm really, really slow about that. But I put the antenna by myself, but it is a little heavy. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have, you know, a hand or two to help you. And I'd like to see your setup.
Happens and everything else. I'm going to be running barefoot over here. I'm not going to run my amp. In this neighborhood, everything's too close together. There's another development behind us that's not part of us. We're, of course, I'm in. Four and the one next to me and on one side, four and the one next to me on the other side. So I'm not going to try running high power. I'm just going to do what I can with 100 watts and see how it goes, you know?
Comment.
Go ahead.
Hey, Rusty, it's KO4NUE. It's Christmas dinner, and I've got a bunch of young men in the four-wheeler, and we are werewolf hunting tonight. So he would like to say something to you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Rusty's.
Merry Christmas to you, young fella.
Merry Christmas, Rusty. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Behave yourself out there. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah. Well, yep, I hope Santa was real good to him. And, anywho, yeah, well, you know, let me know when you get ready to do it. It's really putting it together. It's really not that difficult. And it tells you the exact measurements, you know, if you're not using radials, it, you know, with or without, and it changes about a half an inch, I think, one way or the other, maybe an inch. But as far as, you know, assembling it, it's, you know, it's a piece of cake, really, and, you've got to cut the top a little bit to tune to whatever part of 80 meters you want to be on, but other than that, you know, the rest of it's just, you know, stick it on there and tighten the, what do you call those things, the screw.
that's true, and I'll see what happens and everything else like that. Anyway, well, let me go. I'm going to go back inside and watch a little TV, and then I'll be back out here for the 2-meter net at 9 o'clock. And we'll talk to you later. I'll get your KB4CBA, W2T73s, David.
You did good that time. pleasure, and you have a good evening, good rest of the week. Or the weekend. W2T, this is KB4 CBA Mobile.